Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
That's right. We're looking at some of the stories students are actually reading right now in The Juice.
Exactly. So let's jump right in. First up, an environmental one. Zebra mussels.
Ah, yes. The devastating invasion, as the story puts it.
Right. They're originally from the Caspian Sea, these little bivalves, and they're spreading west, now found in the Colorado River.
Which is a huge problem. They cause billions in damage, clogging pipes, water systems.
And they really mess up the ecosystem too, right? Stripping out plankton.
Exactly. They filter so much water, they take out the base of the food web. It's an extreme risk to native fish.
And it's mostly us, humans, spreading them, even without meaning to.
Mm-hmm. The tiny larvae, gulligers they call them, they just hitch a ride on boats. Yep. So it's a clear example of an invasive species.
Okay, so a good discussion point there might be just two. What is an invasive species? And how do our actions affect the environment?
Definitely. How unseen things can have big consequences.
Okay, moving from that challenge to something really creative out of India.
Oh, the garbage cafe. I saw that one.
Yeah. In Ambikapur. It's a city known for being clean, but they still struggle with plastic.
So they set up this cafe where people can trade collected plastic waste for a meal.
Pretty much. Trade plastic for a good meal or even just breakfast, and it's working.
How much have they collected?
Get this. Over 25 tons since 2019. So it's less landfill waste, and it's feeding people who need it.
That's fantastic. It's tackling waste and hunger. Really smart.
It makes you think, doesn't it, about creative community solutions?
For sure. And for kids, you could talk about practical ways they can reduce plastic waste or, you know, support local sustainable efforts.
Good point. Okay, let's shift gears to economics, the Federal Reserve.
Right. They lowered the benchmark interest rate. Just a quarter point cut.
So lowering rates, that's usually to kind of nudge the economy, right? Make borrowing cheaper.
Yeah, the idea is cheaper loans encourage people and businesses to spend money, maybe expand, which can boost a cooling economy.
But there's always a but.
Always. The risk is inflation. If things get too hot, prices can go up across the board.
So it affects things like mortgages, credit cards, stuff that hits home.
Absolutely. Even if the Fed seems distant, its decisions ripple down. It shows you the power these institutions have.
Maybe a way to talk about it with kids is like, how much would that new game cost if the loan for it was cheaper or more expensive?
Exactly. Make it relatable.
Okay, something a bit lighter now. Girl Scout cookies.
Ah, always a welcome topic. A new flavor.
Yep. Called Explore More, inspired by Rocky Road ice cream, dark chocolate, marshmallow, almond creme. Sounds pretty good.
Replacing a couple of old ones, I think.
Yeah. And it's a good reminder, you know, the cookie sales aren't just about treats.
Definitely not. The proceeds go right back to the local troops. It funds their activities, teaches the girls valuable skills.
Like business skills, teamwork.
Right. It shows how fundraising keeps these community programs going. You could ask kids, you know, what other groups do they know that fundraise? How does it help?
Good idea. Okay, next one is a bit more serious. It's about national parks and historical exhibits.
Ah, yes. The directive to remove exhibits related to slavery.
That's the one. The Trump administration cited an executive order about removing a corrosive ideology, their term for narratives they felt were divisive.
And this affects places like Harper's Ferry, the president's house site in Philly, significant historical locations.
But there's pushback, right? Critics are saying it's trying to erase or downplay difficult parts of U.S. history.
Especially history that's really crucial for understanding the Black American experience. It raises big questions.
Like, how do we tell history? Is it important to include the uncomfortable parts?
Absolutely critical, I'd say. You need the full picture to understand the present. It also shows how history isn't just one story. There are different interpretations.
And considering those different views is valuable. So maybe discussing why telling the whole story, even the tough bits, matters.
That's a vital conversation to have.
Okay, finally, let's end with the quote of the day. It's about Billie Jean King.
The true legend. Tennis icon, obviously, with those 39 Grand Slams.
But so much more than that. Her advocacy for gender equality was groundbreaking.
That Battle of the Sexes match in 73, huge moment. And founding the WTA, fighting for equal prize money.
She really used her platform, didn't she?
Absolutely. Her influence went way beyond tennis courts. It was about social justice, changing the system, a powerful example.
Makes you think about other figures who fought for change.
Yeah, asking kids who else inspires them, who fought for fairness. What can we learn from them today?
It's quite a range of topics students are engaging with.
It really is, from ecology to economics to social history. So many ways to connect and think critically.
Well, we hope this quick run-through gives you some useful insights, some starting points for those important conversations with the young people in your life.
Hope it helps.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.